I'd like to welcome you back to All That Staff and Practice series. It is widely understood that there are three components in the conversion process. For men, there's circumcision, there's milah, and then there's tevila, immersion in a kosher mikvah, and kabbalas ol mitzvos, the acceptance of the yoke of the mitzvos, acceptance of the responsibility of the individual, the convert, to observe the mitzvos of the Torah. However, some challenge this premise, some challenge this requirement that a convert actually accept responsibility to perform the mitzvahs from the Gemara in today's daf, Shabbos daf Samaches. Towards the bottom of Samaches Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes the Rav and Shmuel explain that the case of the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah, Kol Shochech Iker Shabbos V'Asa Malachos Harbei V'Shabbos Es Harbei Einu Chayiv El Chattas Achas, that you're only going to be Chayiv one Chattas, even if you did many Malachos over many Shabbosim, is if you never knew about Shabbos. The language of the Mishnah, Shochech Iker Shabbos, you forgot, means that you never knew about Shabbos in the first place. And the Gemara asks, how is that possible? How could you have a Jew who never heard about Shabbos? So Rav and Shmuel give two options, two possibilities of how this could be. One of them is if you have a Tinuk Shenish B'Lebein Hanachrim, you have a child who unfortunately was kidnapped. He was taken to live among the non-Jews. He never became aware about Shabbos. And there's another option. Rav and Shmuel suggests perhaps you have a Gersh Niskayer Lebein Hanachrim. You have a non-Jew who converted among non-Jews, and therefore he never knew about Shabbos. Now Tosfos points out that a person can't convert by themselves. You have to have a Bezdin, you have to have three Jews present in order for someone to convert. But at the end of the day, it's clear from this Gemara that this person obviously never knew about Shabbos, and he lived his entire life, perhaps, never knowing about Shabbos. So some argue, how could you say that Kabbalas al Mitzvos is ma'akev, that Kabbalas al Mitzvos is necessary in order for someone to convert? This individual apparently never had Kabbalas al Mitzvos. But the truth is that there's a fundamental flaw in this argument. There's a distinction between Hoda'as Mitzvos and Kabbalas al Mitzvos. There's a distinction between the requirement, the responsibility on Bezdin to notify the convert about Mitzvos, and that's what's lacking in our discussion, at least according to Tosfos. The Bezdin that converted this individual among non-Jews, who continued to live among non-Jews, they never notified him that he has the mitzvah of Shabbos. Perhaps they never notified him about any of the mitzvos in particular. But that may not be ma'akev. That may not be necessary. But in terms of the Kabbalas al mitzvos, the acceptance from the convert that any mitzvah he will become aware of, he will observe, that is still necessary. And therefore, although this convert, he lived among non-Jews, he didn't even know about any of the mitzvahs, it is certain that he had to accept that he will perform all the responsibilities that a Jew has to perform. And albeit he doesn't know about any of the specific mitzvahs, his conversion can be a kosher gerus, because we assume that he accepted that if he will become aware of any of the mitzvos, he will willingly observe them.